The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
And welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Hope that you're going to have a great Thursday on this Deal Breakers Thursday. Also, as a Festivus Thursday as well. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. I'd like to remind you, tomorrow is the Waddle and Sylvie Holiday Party. They're going to be at Q Bar and Grill in Darien. So stop by and see the guys between 2 and 6 tomorrow. Holiday party for ESPN 1000 at the Q Bar and Grill in Darien. All right, Shay Norling, here we go here with Festivus. Again, there's Christmas, there's Kwanzaa, and also other holidays in December, right? Right, Cap?
There are a few. There's some Hanukkah.
Yes.
There's Kwanzaa. There's Christmas. There is... I guess that's it.
I think you named them all. But there's also Festivus, right?
That's correct. One of the great Seinfeld bits of all time. Not happy with the commercial aspects of Christmas. Mm-hmm. George's dad set up Festivus. And one of the starting points of Festivus is the airing of the grievances. You tell people what they've done throughout the year that made you angry. So I thought, let's give our callers that chance. 312-332-3776. You can call in. You will have 30 uninterrupted seconds. You can air your grievances at this show.
All right. Here we go, JC. It's time for Festivus.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
It's been a year of takes. Some good.
They have no talent. It's just a fact.
Many bad.
You ever see him in Richard Jewell?
Okay.
He was an ass.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's a decent movie.
He was in the town. He was
this
great.
Is by far your wildest take.
It's of not even all, wild. It's just bad. It's a bad take.
This is why Festivus exists.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
You don't need glasses. You're just weak. You're weak.
You get to tell Cap and Jay Hood what you think of their bad takes.
Cap, I think you're kind of full of crap here. I mean, what are you talking about?
It's a Festivus miracle.
Happy Festivus.
All right, it's time for Festivus here on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. Cap, are you ready for Festivus?
Rock and roll, baby.
We start with TC in Downers Grove on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, TC.
TC.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So, first of all, love the show.
Thank you.
Because you know what's coming next is probably not great. The one thing that I have been frustrated with over these past few months is from you, Cap. We have no talent. I'd say probably over under 26 and a half times you say that a day, and it's very frustrating on the Bears side of things. We know we don't have talent. We know that this team is not ridden with first-round talent, whatever you say every time, one first-round pick, two first-round picks that we have, whatever it might be. We know. We get it. Very frustrating. Appreciate the show, guys. Cap, I'll see you later at the station for the feats of strength.
Wow. Okay. I have had some horrible takes. Mitchell Trubisky's going to be this. I've had some bad ones. No question. We don't have any talent is not one of them. That's a fact.
Jeff and Beverly on Festivus on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I love your guys' show. I listen to you guys all the time. But Cap, about a little ways back, I called up and I was ready to make a Bulls comment. And that morning, I believe Chris Fleck was with you. And I was going to kid you, bust your balls about you having no shirt on in your bed that you put on Instagram or something, and you hung up on me. But you can give a lot of grief out on the radio, but you can't take it. That's my grief.
All right.
Otherwise,
Jeff.
I love you guys. You guys
we love
great.
You. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. You have a
t-shirt on or no t-shirt on giving takes? Did you do that?
I may have. I don't remember. I may have done a video where I was
in the shower.
No, I haven't done a shower video in a while. I'll get one. I'll do one. Okay. I don't remember exactly what he's talking about, but if he says I did it, I did it. I'm sure.
Let's go to Taylor in Hyde Park. How's business, Taylor, on ESPN 1000?
Hey, what's going on? Happy holidays. Business is booming, man. As they say, the kids say it, booming and bunking.
You want to give out the name of your place? You call all the time. What's the name of your store?
Now, we got a bunch of stores all over the country. The name is called Viola Brands. So, go check it out.
There you go.
We have product here in Illinois soon. All right, so I got two of them, but I'm gonna say one. The first one is that I love you guys' show. Obviously, I call in all the time, so I love the show. Love you guys' back and forth banter. I have a problem with this whole pajamagram thing. It is the worst concept known to man. I call in every year. I hear this, pajamagram that. Get your girl pajamagram this. They're so comfortable. It is literally a chastity belt, man. You don't want your woman wearing that stuff. Why do you guys promote this on a sports show, talking to men, talking about how soft the product is when it's for women, and literally they don't want to take that stuff off? If you want to do us a favor, how about you give us a line to, like, you know, some sexy lingerie or some clothes that will actually come off?
Thank you, Taylor.
What an odd grievance. I got to tell you, I did not expect that at all.
He makes a valid point now.
Does he?
Yes. Like, maybe next year, the naturally nude pajamas with, you know, easy opening or whatever he wants for Taylor. And he could buy it for his lady.
I think that pajamagram has been in business for a long time because some guys don't know what to get their significant other. And so it's a choice.
Now with easy access panel.
You mean like thermal underwear?
Correct.
Like the back seat like grandpa used to wear?
Drop it down.
Just perfect for your perfect for the outhouse.
Honey, I'm chilly. Well, just access.
It's just an option.
It's an option.
Some guy, I mean, hey, listen, we know that it's predominantly males that are listening to the show. So they have to find out, okay, so what should I get my significant other for the holidays?
Correct.
Here's an option. Pajamagram.
NaturallyNude.com. With the free nighty, $75 value.
In Champaign, here's Adam on Cap and J-Hood for Festivus. Hello, Adam.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love your show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
I just want to say my grievance is for how often Cap says moribund. I've never heard the word moribund in my life, and I hear it every day on this show. Who uses the word moribund? I know Cap's a little bit, but it's an older gentleman, but I'm 42 years old. I've never heard the word moribund more than I hear it every single day on Cap and Jay Hood, and it just drives me nuts. It should be a drinking game.
Appreciate it. I learned it from somebody I listened to when I was a young man, like a child in the 6th, 7th, 8th grade. His name's Jonathan Hood. He taught me the word moribund.
I just used it once. I just used it one time.
It was just one time.
But I used it one time.
You're a moribund team, pal.
Yeah.
And ever since then.
Yeah, just one time.
And I said, can I use that word? He said, have at it. So I
did
used
you think
it.
He invented the word?
I did.
I swear, I've been doing this 30 years. I only used it one time.
Maybe a little more.
30 years. No, I used it one time. Moribund? I only used it once. Ashley, he listens to the show. I'm just hosting.
I asked if I could use it.
Sure.
But if it bothers, what was his name?
Our last caller?
Mm-hmm. Adam. I will try and slow down the use of that
word. We don't have to appease these people. We're just giving them a chance to get some things off their chest.
Well, maybe Adam's speaking for a silent majority out there that don't like the word moribund.
There's our guy, Joey G in Melrose Park.
Joey!
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Joey. How are you?
I'm fabulous. My grievance came about an hour ago when Cap invited that caller to go have a couple beers with you and Hoodie. Waiting for going to beef sandwich.
I don't think I did that.
Yes, you did. The guy whose dad passed away.
Right. And he said, my goal is to have a beer. I said, let's make it happen.
Yes.
But we haven't set a date, Joey.
But he's not ahead of you, Joey.
Joey, you're at the top of the list, man. I told you right after the first of the year, the schedule lightens up a lot. We're going to go I'm going to get a combo.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. And you, Hoodie? You're just hoodie.
Well, thank you very much.
See you, Joey. Love you.
Let us go.
Happy holidays.
Let's go to Chase on the South Side on ESPN 1000.
Oh boy!
All right, Chase.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up, Chase?
Chase, go right ahead.
What? All right. So, Cap, everything you say, I'd be agreeing. You know, I know we had a disagreement early in the season about the Bears' talent, and I've come to the realization. I agree with you on that. The only thing that I did not agree with was a take that you made when you said October was the worst month of the year. That was a horrible take. I'm sorry. I did not agree with that. Then you said you prefer 90-degree weather. I was like, really? Like, when you said you prefer hot weather and you hate October weather, that I was like, really?
I didn't say I hate October weather. I said the month of October is like hospice. You know what's coming. When you get to, like, April, it might be chilly. You know what's around the corner. Pot of gold's coming, baby. Summertime. Take that.
All right, Chase, thanks for the phone call. What does line 7 say? Hold on a second. Move it over.
Get that out of there, snorling.
What does line 7 say?
Ringo?
No, if you're going to the call, what would it say?
John.
In.
Ringo.
What is Ringo?
No, why would John be at Ringo? That's not what I read over the years about the Beatles.
Me either.
Here is John and Ringo on ESPN 1000. Hello, John.
It's Maringo.
That's what it is. Now, you remember the Beatles? You remember any stories of John and Ringo? Do you recall?
All right.
A little bit.
Really? I didn't know that. All right, John and Maringo. I'm sorry, John. Go right ahead.
Ringo. That's all right. My grievance was with you, Hoodie. I tried calling in on the day. It was just a couple days ago, actually. You were talking about the Vikings and Kirk Cousins. First of all, the defense sucks. But when you kept saying Kirk Cousins isn't a Super Bowl quarterback, I can name four right now that were not Super Bowl quarterbacks that won Super Bowls. Jim McMahon, Nick Foles, Brad Johnson, and what's his name?
For what team?
I just had it.
Hold on.
I can't. The whole concept of a quarterback not being a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, it kind of goes out when you have a great defense, is what I'm trying to say.
You mean
that's
like,
what my grievance is.
So, like, let's add one. So, like, Doug Williams?
Yeah, Doug Williams. Gosh darn it. It was Brad Johnson and then the next guy. I can't remember who it was, but it was just a thought because I kept hearing you say about how Cousins isn't a Super Bowl quarterback. But me, I'm a Viking fan. Yeah. It's their defense. Their defense is horrible.
All right. John, we appreciate the telephone call.
Thanks, John.
I see his point. He's thinking, if you get these one-offs to win a Super Bowl that comes out of nowhere, why can't Kirk Cousins get there? And I say that that's the only thing that's holding them back. That's what I was saying about Minnesota. I think that was this week or last week.
Correct. Now, could you get on a run and get on a heater? Like Joe Flacco, mm-hmm. Jeff Hostetler?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable, in our opinion.
John, appreciate your telephone call. If you have more grievances, call in. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood providing you Festivus on this Thursday morning on Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Love for you to be able to jump in on this as well. Call in. 312-332-3776 is our phone number as we do Festivus for the rest of us. You got
the airing of grievances
on the show.
Correct.
Something I said, something you said, something Shay said. You can jump in. 312-332-3776.
Bring it on.
All right, let's see what else we have. Oh, Rick from Midway is on ESPN 1000 for Festivus. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Jay Hood. My grievance is with you. You always advertise for the Illinois School of Broadcasting. You say Illinois instead of Illinois. That's it. That's my grievance.
Thank
what
you.
What do you think?
All right. Thank you.
I had a program director that I worked for 25 years ago who literally called me in and said, first of all, it's Chicago, not Chicago. I said, where are you from? Seattle. I said, well, here we say Chicago. He also said it's double U, not W. Again, where are you from? Yeah. And the same thing with it's Illinois, not Illinois.
Okay. All so, right. Let's go to Ike.
I did get that one correct.
Go to Ike on the South Side on ESPN 1000. Hello, Ike.
Hey, Cap. Hey, Hoodie. Hey, Cap. How you doing?
What's up?
What's up, Ike?
I'm from the South Side. I've been all through South Shore. I grew up on 71st and King Drive, right down the way from Inglewood.
Mm-hmm.
And my grievance is with you, Hoodie. Specifically, you guys got asked the question, which would you choose if you can go back in time in the Magic Sports Machine? And you were posed with, would Cody Parkey had made that double doink field goal, or if Derrick Rose never got hurt? And you chose Cody Parkey making the field goal because you think we had a chance to get to the Super Bowl with that great defense. And
up, 30 seconds.
He's right. You're better than that. That was our kid, Chicago. Derrick Rose, born and bred. Stinking Cody Parkey. We'd have probably lost with Nagy the next game anyway.
LeBron is in the division. It wasn't going to happen. I was hoping it would happen. It just wasn't going to happen, Cap. And I think you know it, too. You're just not going to just win championships with 98 points a game. Even as strong as that defense was, I wish this Bulls team had the penchant to be able to get it done defensively like that Bulls team does. It's just not enough. It's not enough. I want the Bears to get to the Super Bowl. I want to see them win it before I die. One more time. That'll be two.
That wasn't going to happen that year.
That's just me. It's just me, kid. I'm a Bears fan. I'm just telling you. Here's James and Gurney on Cap and Jay Hood. All right, James.
Oh, boy.
First, let me preface this by saying I love you, but Cap, you got a terrible take on Billy Donovan. I know he's your friend. I know he's a solid coach, but I don't see player development. I think it's a horrible take. I don't see their offensive game getting to the next level. I feel that your take on Billy Donovan is just horrible. I still love you, but take that. Let's get a better coach out there, and you should be ashamed of yourself for all the years and what you used to do as a basketball coach. Tell me that Billy Donovan is the answer for this Bulls team, and they extend him without.
Out of time, James. Billy's a good coach. He has a bad roster, mismatched from his front office. And that doesn't excuse an awful defensive game plan at the end of the Atlanta game. That falls at Billy's feet.
You have weapons to utilize on that Bulls team. It's just that if you know Billy Donovan and his teams, those teams just don't guard. Now, that shouldn't be part of the Billy Donovan experience. I'd also say for Billy Donovan that you have to be able to cajole or twist an arm or whatever you need to have Zach LaVine have better basketball skills. I know that he can score 30 points a game, Cap. I know we see him score the ball. But, man, if you have an opening, you go to the basket and get and ones, you got to do that. You have to dictate the pace. I mean, after all, the Bulls are a team at home. The idea that he had, what did I tell you earlier, two free throw attempts?
One
free throw attempt. You're Zach
He's
LaVine.
He's got a bad basketball IQ. I don't know if any coach can get to him.
You have the ball in your hands a lot. Go to the basket. Control the game.
You're correct.
You don't control the game of just like, I'm just going to have these off-balance twos or threes now within the rhythm of the offense. Or it's, hey, DeRozan's got a lot of shots. Now it's my turn. That doesn't work, man.
Agreed.
That's why they lost yesterday. Still disappointed in that game yesterday.
Agreed.
312-332-3776, our phone number. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Ken in Aurora, Colorado on ESPN 1000 for Festivus. Hello, Ken.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Mine is for Flipper over there that likes to flip all the time on everything, Mr. Kaplan.
Mm-hmm.
I've been laughed at a lot because of all the things that you said about the Cubs getting Judge and bringing in the Japanese pitcher and bringing in Trey Turner. None of it happened.
Say they were getting any of them?
Yeah, no,
Hold
on a second. You can't do that.
Okay.
It's his grievance.
All right.
So now Ken gets a fresh 30.
Oh, my gosh. Reset the shot clock.
That's exactly right, because you interrupted.
You committed a foul.
Yeah, because you knocked out of bounds. So now a fresh 30 for Ken in O'Rourke. Now, go ahead, Ken. Start over.
Okay. And I owe a lot of money because of all the money you don't have for all the fines that you don't that you do every day. Yesterday I called and I said I was going to pay. I owe a lot of money because of you. That's a big grievance. You know, I'm not happy about that. Bring some money to work. You know you're going to drop something. You know you're going to cough, just like we all do. Come on, bring some money to work with you. That's a big grievance for me. And Jay, really, you're a fan of the Secondary Education Conference in Big Ten.
Sorry.
Of course.
Out of time.
Just clock went off just as he's getting ready to tee you up.
That's too bad. Well, back to the phone lines. We say hello to Rich in Hyde Park on ESPN 1000. All right, Rich.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, my beef is with Cap. Whenever Hoodie says something, Cap has to jump in and say, correct. It's almost as if what he says isn't valid unless you put your stamp on it. So I love you guys, but please, Cap, you got to stop that. Correct. Have a good day. Merry Christmas, guys. Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay.
Stop saying correct. I'm always wrong.
Correct.
All right, Will and Plano, you're on Festivus on ESPN 1000. All right, Will.
Plano with an I.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Cap, I love your YouTube videos. But grievance is with Cap. My grievance is with Cap because when a friend says something funny, like it's funny at the moment, but when you keep repeating the jokes over and over and over, it's like not funny. Like you always use that. You just did it like 15 minutes ago where you said you used to listen to Jonathan Hood when you were like in third grade or something. He did that to you once, and you keep using it over and over. You use it on Tracy Butler. I've heard you just use it over and over, and it just seems overused, and that's my grievance. Also, another thing was the whole –
Sorry, Will.
You're out.
And Plano was his name-o.
I would like to air a grievance. Jake is going to start the clock.
Okay, go ahead.
Nobody can see how I spelled Plano, Kaplan. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how I spell it. Nobody can see it. Hoodie said Will and Plano. Everybody heard it. It doesn't have to add Plano with an I. It doesn't matter. Nobody can see it. That's all.
Actually, Hoodie can.
Nobody in the audience, the people that matter, our customers can't see it.
You have no idea how you amuse us on a daily basis.
Is he done?
I think.
Oh, man.
What was the other town he had?
Marengo.
But it was Ringo.
Yeah.
It was Ringo. John and Ringo.
John and Ringo.
Go ahead, Danny.
I worked at a different radio station a lifetime ago with Jonathan Hood, and I misspelled a word, and a host who is known to kind of be a little bit of a, shall we say, a D-bag to people, was that way to me over it. And because of that, I carried a laminated sheet that had all the proper spellings of the suburbs, and I thought to myself, that is the worst host in the world because he's ripping me for misspelling a word that nobody else could see. Don't be that guy, Cap.
Oh! How about that?
Get him a laminated sheet then.
Oh, my God. That's all right, Danny. It's all right. You know what? Things are much better. You don't have to work with Dan Bernstein anymore. All right, coming up next. Coming up next, more of Festivus on Captain J Hood. Here we go.
Take that, Dan.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We are in the middle of Festivus here on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. I'd like to remind you, Mike Greenberg comes up with his own Festivus at 10 o'clock. He bitches about the Jets for 2 hours.
Yeah, hopefully he gets his Jets ass beaten on Sunday by my Lions.
Your Lions.
I've been on them all season.
Gosh. Your Lions.
Honolulu Blue is rolling.
It's one thing
keep
to
it going.
It's one thing to have a prediction. It's like, hey, you know, I think the Lions are going to be better. But now it's your Lions.
My Lions.
Off the Bears bandwagon. Huh?
No, didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I want the Bears to beat the Lions, but I said the Lions are going to be a better team this year and the Bears would finish last, and I was roundly mocked. I need a Festivus to go back at all of the Lee Allens in the world.
You can have one. You want 30 seconds?
No.
Start the clock, JC. Here we go.
I don't need it.
David Kaplan.
I'm good. Let's go to the... By the way, can I... Sidebar, may I approach? Brought to you by Ankin Law, 3126.
This is your grievance.
Okay.
You're using your grievance on this.
I just...
Go ahead.
I said the Bears would finish in last. I said they wouldn't win more than five games. Take that. I'm not happy about it, but I was right. Take that. Thank you.
TJ and Lombard on ESPN 1000. How are you, TJ?
Good morning, boys.
Sup?
Hi, TJ.
Since Cap's high on his Bears take there, I'm going to knock him down a little bit here. When I called in right after the NBA draft, you told me I had a bad take when I said the Bulls pick was both boring and he wouldn't crack the court this year.
Yeah. And then what?
I just wanted retribution from Cap, that's all.
Okay. The kid is not cracking the court. You're correct. Dalen Terry.
Jim and Crystal Lake on ESPN 1000. All right, Jim.
Hey, guys, I totally appreciate this because this has weighed on me for so long, and every time I listen to the Shot or No Shot, it kind of comes up back again. You know, when there's no shot, it should be no shot. But I don't know if you guys know the meaning of no shot. And, I mean, it bothers me so that, Hoodie, I can remember last year when we were talking about the Bears were playing Minnesota Vikings, and I believe they said, is there a shot that Minnesota would have 4.5 sacks or more? And you said absolutely no shot. And I mean,
then what happened? We'll never know.
Ran out of time.
All right, let's unpack that just for a second. So, Shay, are we not definitive on shot or no? So sometimes Cap and I will, it'll be a topic, a really good topic. That's the reason why we have shot or no shot. Let me rewind even further. Shot or no shot was supposed to be able to spur debate.
Correct.
On a topic.
Correct.
And sometimes, like, you and I will disagree and not necessarily declare a shot or no shot. We're just trying to have an exchange of ideas.
Correct.
But are we on it more times than not, or no?
More times than not, yes. There are times when I hear small shot. That's a small shot.
Yeah. Or no shot or no shot at all.
It's a shot or a no shot.
Yeah. Yeah. We could be better at that for sure.
We'll be better starting tomorrow.
Yep. Paulie in Mount Prospect on ESPN 1000. All right, Paulie.
Hey, guys. Happy Festivus. And I got a lot of problems with you people.
Bring it
first
on.
First of all, Kaplan and Hoodie, you'll get yours in a minute, all right?
All right.
Kaplan, I called in about 6 months ago telling you what the Cubs brand was. You tried to act like the Cubs are like the Yankees or Manchester United or some sort of organization with huge success over the years. I told you they were the lovable losers, and that's what this city accepts, and that's what the rest of the teams are. You know, now you guys are all jumping on board like, oh, well.
Oh, see, of course. You don't get blasted.
Let that be a lesson, though. Hoodie, you'll get yours in a minute. Well, you have 30 seconds, so okay. Figure it out.
Okay. What is your problem? What's your problem?
My problem is that every single call, these windbags end up going too long, firing on me, and it leaves you completely scot-free.
You know why? Because I'm the good guy on the show, and you had the black hat. It's not like I don't do anything wrong. I do plenty of things wrong on the show. However,
it's obscured by me.
Well, I mean, whose name's first on the show? You're going to get blasted. It's Cap and Jay Hood, after all. Or in some places, it's Cap! And Jay Hood's on it.
Wow.
So just understand that.
I think we should give Paul another 30 seconds.
All right, Paul. Go right ahead. Well, unfortunately, Paul's gone. Dan on the South Side is on Festivus on ESPN 1000. All right, Dan.
Yeah, I got a grievance for Cap and a grievance for Hoodie. The grievance
why don't you
Cap
do Hoodie first?
No, let's do Cap first.
No, let's do Cap first. Hang on a second. No, stop the clock. See what I'm saying? Are you mad because people are not taking me to... I mean, there's a reason why, Windbag, that you're getting a lot of this. It's because of you. Hey, man, I'm just telling you. You're the one with the jazz hands. I'm just pushing buttons over here.
Wow. Go ahead.
So, I mean, your name's first on the show. So why are you mad at me at callers because people aren't using me?
I'm not mad. I just would like to hear you catch a little shrapnel occasionally.
Have you not listened to the show?
Very small amount.
Well, you know why that is? They know I'll see.
You're the reason we have the Friday folder. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dan.
Are you done? Are you done, Cap?
All right, we're starting your clock over. Now, go.
So I'm walking from the train station to Northwest, and this was earlier this fall. I see you walking. It's maybe like, you know, 10:30, 10:15. Do-do-do, how you doing? Do-do-dee-lee-do, how you doing? You're not waiting for anybody to answer how you doing. You're just walking along asking how you doing. You don't care. And Hoodie, oh, time's up.
Wow.
See, he had more, but he knew his time was up. Do, 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 do.
Morning.
Morning. I'm just telling you. Waddle, Sylvie. Look at me. NBC Sports Chicago. Recap on YouTube. Check out my parlay. Grandson Ben. Do, 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 do. Tracy Butler. Do, 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 do. What'd you say? Anyway. Dan's correct.
That's exactly what it's like upstairs, too.
No question.
He's humming the outro song to this show. Oh, how are you, Danny? Good to see you. I got to go work out.
Do-do-do-do. He was killing at me, but he ran out of time, you see? North Lake, here's Frank on ESPN 1000. Hi, Frank.
Hey, boys. My grievance is for Cap. Poor Hoodie for the last year has had to deal with the feud of Sylvie and Cap. So what happens? Spring training happens. Cap talks this big game saying, oh, I'm going to go at him. I'm going to go at him. This is my show, promos and all this. And what happens? Oh, Sylvie, I love you. I love you so much. Nothing happens. What a waste of 3 hours that was. Thanks, boys.
It is Festivus here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Let's go to Stones. He's in Huntley on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Stones.
Hey, Cap and Huntley. Bye, oh boy, you guys are great. Hey, I'm Cap. How many diets are you going to be on? Down the dial, you were South Beach. You can't beat it. 2 years ago. Keto. I'm getting it done. Now you're on whatever it is. Pick one, Cap, will you please?
It's a valid point.
Hey, you know what? Trying. Nothing wrong with that.
At least I'm in there fighting.
Yeah, you're trying.
Good fight.
That's not a rip. The man's trying.
That's it.
Whatever it takes, right?
This one's working.
Yeah. Hello, Paulie.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got cut off before because Cap apparently didn't like my take. I didn't get my full 30 seconds.
Start the clock, JC. All right, you go right ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but this one's for Hoodie, though. Like, yes. I was kind of going at it before, though. Because then you take Kaplan's side, and you know you basically you're like, oh, we're having two different conversations here, and Kaplan can't understand, like I said, just the mindset of this city, which is now all of a sudden this fall when we see the Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs, and Bears all sucking. And I told you guys this 6 months ago. This is the mindset of this city, unfortunately. And
so there you have it.
Ran out of time again.
Now see, Cap. He had 1 minute and still was talking about you.
Yeah. I mean, Paul, you're better than that.
I don't know why you're getting hot at me, man. I'm just over here pushing buttons. That's all I'm here for. Bread circuses and pushing buttons. That's all I'm here for. I'm Mr. Food.
Wow.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Coming up. Go ahead, Vicky.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hoodie, I got no problems with you.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Where do we start? You called me a cookie monster yesterday. 2 weeks ago, you told me I'm 50 years older than you. You call me a little nutty. Then, so you insult me on a consistent basis, but then you're going to go out and have beef sandwiches with Joey. Where's my invite? I've been listening to you guys since day one. Where is my invite? And your take on John Hamm is totally stupid and ridiculous.
John Hamm's an ass.
He's not an ass. Have you ever met the man?
I have not. He was rude to Richard Jewell. He was a jerk at Top Gun Maverick, and he's a Cardinals fan. That's it. I'm done with him.
You hear her go after me on John Hamm? It's unbelievable. It's amazing, isn't it?
Not a word. He's just peaches and cream. That Cap, he's an ass.
So it makes the show go round and round. Right?
It is what it is.
By the way, what about, hey, listen.
Let me get my black hat and put it back on.
Go ahead.
I don't want the headphones.
Beautiful Bedford Park. Here's Steve on ESPN 1000. All right, Steve.
Hey, how's it going? I got one for you, Hoodie.
Yes.
How about them Jets in the playoffs, baby? They're in the playoff hunt. You've been putting a lot of heat on them this season. So that's all I got to say.
Now you're just making crap up now.
I don't know if we've ever mentioned the Jets other than when they played the Bears.
Shane?
Wow.
Shane, can you do me a favor? Put Gregory on hold. Could you do me a favor? Could you lay out for me all my Jets takes here this year?
Yeah, when we're filling in for Greeny. I know that you've done a lot of Jets takes because we like to keep some consistency with the show.
Cap, do you remember my hard take on the Jets?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were very big on getting Quinnen Williams extended.
I love it. More of your grievances on Cap and Jay Hood, and also the Jay Hood, and it's the Jay Hood, really, because Cap is getting a beating. So the Jay Hood cut of the day on Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap, it's Thursday, so you know what that means. That means Good Karma Wrestling. They'll be on live at 6 o'clock. At ESPN 1000 on Twitter, and of course you can catch the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. You're into WWE or AEW. It's a lot going on. Vince McMahon wants back in the WWE. He wants to return, even though there's still allegations, fresh allegations against him. He wants to get back in. We'll talk about that story and more on Good Karma Wrestling at 6 o'clock.
And get it on Twitter at ESPN 1000.
All right, we're going to have the Cap and Jay Hood cut of the day momentarily. But first, let's go to Indianapolis, Indiana, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Nick on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Happy holidays to you all.
You too.
Yes, sir. Hoodie, I got something for you really quick, though. I'm going to give Cap a break. As a Cub fan, you know, after last year, we gave them their worst season, their worst ticket sales since '97, and now people are giving up the season tickets. And I felt like you were a little dismissive of it. I personally feel White Sox fans should be just as outraged. And I feel like if they were giving up their season tickets, you'd be okay with it. But that's just me. I love you guys. Happy holidays, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.
We go to Mike in St. Charles on Festivus on ESPN 1000. All right, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing, Cap? How you doing, Hoodie?
What's up, Mike? Happy holidays, Sparkles.
Happy holidays, gentlemen. I got a grievance for you guys and Waddle and Sylvie and every show that's on here in the Chicagoland market. Last year, we were promoting, you guys were to show us your dash, tailgate bash. We're still waiting. Last year, me and my brother-in-law, Junior, out in St. Charles as well, were at the holiday party. And they said, oh, we're going to announce it.
Sorry.
Out of time. You get 30 seconds.
I am kind of interested in the back half of that, though. What happened there?
Right.
It's kind of a
gotta be succinct. Say more with less people.
That idea's in Boston.
Yeah. Show us your dash. I remember that. Because we sent a shout out to those who are listening on 100.3 HD2, listening to our program as well.
Correct.
Wonder what happened there.
Take that.
Wes in Orland Park on ESPN 1000. Hello, Wes.
Morning, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you, Wes.
Hello, Wes.
I got two grievances. You guys don't talk enough about the Blackhawks. And put Carmen and Yurko on right after you guys, because the only thing Greeny talks about is egg salad sandwiches and a bowl of soup.
Okay. Thank you, Wes.
All right.
Who don't we talk enough about?
The Blackhawks.
Who?
Now time for the Cap and Jared Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore's Dining Spectacular Creation. It's off of LaSalle and the river. It's amazing.
Here's a draw. So is that Carmichael's with Doug Wilson?
Hot part. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
The same.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
And she's doing her cooking. And you're... I got Memphis on the money line. Did they keep it down?
Hun, they're talking about halftime. I need to make an adjustment on my play. Can you stop cutting dough for a minute?
She got the mixer going.
Right. And then she'll say, could you come try these cookies here? I got these three out of the oven. I'm on soda. No!
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
And that's the Cap and Jared Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Might go there for lunch today. Debating that. We've got a little meeting upstairs.
Oh.
And then I may make my way over there and have a nice lunch.
Well, we thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Our thanks to you for calling. Our thanks to you for twitching. Thanks for you for being part of our program. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, JC. Let's try this again tomorrow at 7.
Rock and roll, buddy. Love you. Have a great day.
Love you and love everybody here on this Festivus.
Take that.
So long, everybody.
Bears still don't have any talent. They're moribund.
From Chicago, Illinois.